On today's Smart 7, banks get a telling off, Omagh bombing tragedy 25 years on, and lots more. It's Monday the 14th of August, it's Tattoo Removal Day, and happy birthday, Mila Kunis. Irish banks need a reality check, according to Higher Education Minister Simon Harris. He said it was utterly offensive for banks to be slow about passing on interest rate increases to savers, but at the same time quick to pass on the increase in mortgage rates during a cost of living crisis. His comments come as the bank levy in place since the global banking crisis is due to be extended into 2024. It was introduced to ensure that as banks became profitable, taxpayers would feel the benefit. Finance Minister Michael McGrath says that the terms and conditions of the levy will be looked at before Budget Day in October.
In light of the level of profitability that the Irish banks are enjoying at this point in time, I do believe it is appropriate that the levy would be extended into 2024, and I would be recommending that to government.
But People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy thinks that the government just isn't doing enough.
It's all very well for Simon Harris or Leo Varadkar or the government in general to criticise the banks, but they are not hapless bystanders here. They have powers.
Families of those killed by a bomb in Omagh 25 years ago gathered on Sunday for a prayer service in remembrance of the attack. The bombing was the single biggest atrocity for the Troubles and was carried out by a dissident Republican group known as the Real IRA. The device exploded on the 15th of August 1998 in Market Street, Omagh, and killed 31 people, including two unborn babies. 220 people were injured. Monica Taggart was 18 years old at the time of the explosion and says it had an awful impact on her life.
I'm not the same girl at all as I was. I was very outgoing, wanted to do loads of things when I was 18, had my life mapped out, and unfortunately none of that came to fruition. But I have to say, in a way too, I can't be negative all the time because I'm very blessed to have a good family and great support, and only for them I don't think I'd be here today talking to you.
The bombing happened just 4 months after the Good Friday Agreement was signed, which was meant to be the start of a new era of peace for Northern Ireland. No one has ever been convicted of carrying out the attack. Speaking at the commemoration, the co-chair of the Omagh Churches Forum, Father Eugene Hassan, reminded those in attendance of the need for peace.
The memories of that fateful afternoon are etched into our collective consciousness, serving as a stark reminder of the importance of peace, of unity, and of compassion.
It's been a devastating weekend for the Hawaiian island of Maui, where firefighters are continuing to battle flare-ups from the deadliest wildfires in modern US history. More than 90 people have been confirmed dead, and around 1,000 more are still unaccounted for after the blazes tore through the island last Tuesday. And Maui Police Chief John Pelletier says the fire's intensity has made it difficult to identify remains.
The remains we're finding is through a fire that melted metal. We have to do rapid DNA to identify them.
The fires practically leveled the town of Lahaina on the west of the island, destroying more than 1,000 residential homes and many local businesses. Hawaiian Governor Josh Green says the monetary loss for the fires is huge.
The losses approach $6 billion in estimate. The extraordinary thing is to have this leadership from D.C. They can begin to look at how we can rebuild, but also how we can get resources to our people who have lost almost everything.
As former U.S. President Donald Trump moves closer to a potential fourth indictment in Georgia next week, all eyes are on the Hunter Biden case. Friday saw U.S. Attorney David Wise appointed special counsel on the ongoing investigation into the current president's son. The Delaware federal prosecutor's been leading the probe since 2019, where several House and Senate Republicans have criticized the decision, claiming Wise had signed off on a sweetheart deal and that his appointment would prevent congressional investigations into the Bidens. Senator Ted Cruz, who previously requested special counsel protections for Wise, says now it's an awful appointment.
Well, this appointment is camouflage and it's cover-up. I think it's disgraceful. Listen, David Weiss was the U.S. attorney handpicked to lead this investigation, who spent the last 5 years covering it up.
Still to come in the Smart 7, Harry Kane says Avita Sen and Have a Century of Hip-Hop. Right after this.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
The Premier League season began with a bang this weekend. Reigning champions Manchester City kicked off with a 3-0 win over newly promoted Burnley, whilst runners-up Arsenal beat Nottingham Forest 2-1 and new look Chelsea and Liverpool teams finished all square at 1-1. Meanwhile, former Spurs captain Harry Kane continued his losing streak at his new club Bayern Munich, who were beaten 3-0 by RB Leipzig in the DFL Super Cup final on Saturday. But Harry says he's happy to be there regardless.
The reception that me and my family have got since we've been here, the reception at the game, was just magical, really. So really excited to be here, and yeah, just can't wait to kind of settle down and get to work.
What do Chris Hemsworth, Viola Davis and hip-hop have in common? They all celebrated their birthdays on Friday. That's right, hip-hop is now officially 50 years old. It's thought the genre got its start when Jamaican-American DJ Kool Herc threw an 18th birthday party for his sister in a Bronx apartment building back in 1973. And since then, it's become the most commercially successful music genre in the world. Here's hip-hop pioneer Eric B explaining what it means to him.
It's like anything. Like they tell you, music soothes the average beast. Whether you're sad, whether you're happy, you're getting married, you're getting divorced, you always find your favorite song that you hug on to.
It's been a good weekend for fans of the galaxy far, far away. The teaser trailer for Star Wars Ahsoka has dropped, and it doesn't look like it's one you'll want to miss. The new series sees Rosario Dawson star as former Jedi Ahsoka, who's tasked with fighting off a new threat of the galaxy following the fall of the Empire. And this time she'll be joined by Hayden Christensen, who's reprising his role as Anakin Skywalker. So grab your lightsabers and renew your Disney Plus subscriptions, because it starts streaming on August 23rd.
In this war, you'll face more than just droids. As your master, it's my responsibility to prepare you. I won't always be there to look out for you.
I could use the help.
Once a rebel, always a rebel.
Don't be afraid. And trust your instincts. I know you can do this, Ahsoka.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.